जय गोपी जनवाला गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना व्रज जनरंजना यशोरनंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी यशोरनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोरनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोरनंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव तुंजा बिहारी Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय जय Jai Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Lalita Vishaka Jaya Radhesha, Lalita Vishaka Jaya Radhesha. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Disappearance Day Srila Haridas Thakur ki Tai Gau Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 23, Text 41 and 42. I'll read 41 in the translation and we can do 42 together. Nunang bhagavato maya yoginam api mohini yadvayang guravo nrinang svarte muyamahe dvijaham. Translation: the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord certainly bewilders even the great mystics. What to speak of us? As Brahmanas, we are supposed to be the spiritual masters of all classes of men. Yet we have been bewildered about our own real interest. Responsively: the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord certainly bewilders even the great mystics. What to speak of us? As Brahmanas, we're supposed to be spiritual masters of all classes of men. Yet we have been bewildered about our own real interest. Text 42. Aho pashyata narinam api krishne jagat guru duranta bhavang yo vidyan Mrityu Pashan Grahabidan. Aho Pashyata Narinam Api Krishne Jagat Guru Duranta Bhavang Yo Vidyan. Mrityu Pashan Grahabidan. Aho pashyata narinam api krishne jagat guru duranta bhavang yo vidvan Mrityu Pashangraha Vedan. Narinam Abhishne Jagat Guru Matajis. Aho Pashyata, Jasi, Narinam, of these women, Api, even, Krishne, for Lord Krishna, Jagatguru, the spiritual master of the entire universe, Duranta, unlimited. Bhavam, the devotion. Yaha, which. Vidyat, has broken. Mrityu, of death. Pashan, the bonds. Griha Abhidan, known as family life. Just see the unlimited love these women have developed for Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe. This love has broken for them the very bonds of death, their attachment to family life. Responsively, just see the unlimited love these women have developed for Lord Krishna, the spiritual master of the entire universe. This love has broken for them the very bonds of death, their attachment to family life. Purport. Superficially, the husbands, fathers, fathers-in-law, and so on were the ladies' gurus or teachers. Yet the women had become perfect in Krishna consciousness, whereas the men had fallen into the darkness of ignorance. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, upon returning home, the ladies showed transcendental ecstatic symptoms, such as trembling of the body, shedding of tears, standing of the bodily hairs on end, discoloration of the complexion, crying out, O pleasure of my life, O Krishna, with faltering words, and so forth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti goes on to state that while one may object that it is not fitting for a woman to love anyone other than her husband, here the husbands themselves point out that they are gurus only in imitation of the Supreme Lord, who is Jagat Guru, the universal teacher and spiritual master. The husbands noted that the women, having perfected their transcendental attachment for Krishna, did not have even a trace of attachment left for home, husband, children, and so forth. Therefore, from that day on, the husbands accepted those ladies as their worshipable spiritual masters and no longer thought of them as their wives or property. Om Jnanate Marandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapatang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So we're seeing how the brahmanas were performing their duties, sacrifices, yajna, the family tradition, but they had desires and aspirations of heavenly kingdom, riches, successful life by following religiosity. Whereas the wives were hearing from the Brijabasis, some of the flower ladies, about Krishna and Balaram and their glories, and they became attached to hearing these pastimes. And we heard throughout this chapter in particular how they just gave up all family and social responsibilities and ran to Krishna, exhibiting that the ultimate goal of life is to reawaken that forgotten relationship with Krishna, that everyone's looking for that happiness, that rasa, the pleasure. Family life naturally has attractive features. Otherwise, why would one entangle himself in family life and take responsibilities of maintaining children and maintaining a household? A lot of work and anxiety involved in these activities. And while taking care of family, trying to develop or awaken our religious understanding of who is Krishna or who is God and what is our relationship with God. We can see how Krishna was showing love and affection, although the gopis did not want to go back. We heard when they came to dance with Krishna, and Krishna told them, no, go back for social convention, it would not be good. But somehow the gopis overpowered Krishna in one sense and received his benediction for the rasa dance, whereas the married ladies of the brahmanas, they did not want to go back to family or home. They've lost interest. They were more interested in just fully surrendering to Krishna, giving their lives to the Supreme Lord. And it's described that the brahmanas, after seeing the symptoms of love by their wives, they accepted that, yes, we were foolishly following some mundane religious rules and regulations and penances and sacrifices only for some personal gain. But the wives, out of spontaneous love, were very eager and very enthusiastic to bring Krishna and Balaram prasadam and serve the Lord, recognizing that actually the purpose of sacrifice, the purpose of yajna or performance of religious duties, ultimately is to awaken our love for Krishna. So the Lord, he appears with his devotees. All those cowherd boys are special. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan are special, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna's love is shown by how he's interacting with his devotees. Just like today is the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur. And he is Namacharya Haridas because he incarnated for the purpose of spreading the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya, this is his disappearance day. So when Haridas Thakur was in Jagannath Puri, first of all, before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, he was tested. This Ramachandra Khan, he was envious that Haridas Thakur is being respected by all the village people because of his renunciation and his fixed chanting of the Lord's holy name. So he had a beautiful prostitute to come and disrupt his meditation. In this way, Ramachandra Khan could expose him. But every day, Haridas Thakur told, yes, I'll very happily satisfy you, but I made a vow to chant certain amount of rounds, and I'm getting close to finishing, but you just sit down and wait and listen to the chanting. So like this, the first day she explained to Ramchandra Khan, yes, but for sure, he's almost, you know, he's ready. Next day, again, the same way. And by the third day, she would come, offer obeisances to Tulsi Devi. It was mentioned several times that by respecting Tulsi Devi and hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord in the company of an advanced Mahabhagavat pure devotee, that her heart and mind changed. Just see a person considered to be a prostitute or not a very high elevated position. Even Haridas Thakur himself, born in a Muslim family, said a meteor family, he was very humble and always avoiding during that time the Brahminical culture and the caste system was very pronounced. So she admitted that, yes, I was brought here by this Ramchandra Khan to disgrace you. And Haridas Thakur, he knew, he said, yes, right very first day I knew, but I wanted to give you the blessing and benediction. So he was very merciful. He could have very easily left and not been subjected to such a three-day, normally in the nighttime, a beautiful young prostitute comes and wants to enjoy. It's showing that everybody, every living entity, whether demigods, human beings, animals, moving, non-moving, everybody is affected by this desire for sex enjoyment, this pleasure, because it's a perverted reflection of our love for Krishna. When coming in contact with the material world, it becomes muddied or dirty, and the pure love of our heart is covered over by a desire for sense gratification, not recognizing Krishna as the supreme proprietor of everything and everything's meant for his enjoyment. I need some enjoyment for me. So everybody's trying to enjoy that way. And she surrendered to Haridas Thakur, and he instructed her that always chant the holy name of the Lord. So she shaved up. We know sometimes, you know, in renunciation, and she was fixed on chanting, and whatever alms came to her, she very much was renounced and austere. And she also took up the process of chanting 300,000 names of the Lord. So we should not imitate Haridas Thakur and think that, oh, I should also just live in solitude and chant the holy name of the Lord, and this way I'll very quickly achieve success because of our conditioned mind and senses. But she was blessed by the pure devotee. Without the blessings, when Harani Kashyapu asked Prahlad Maharaj about what he was learning, he said, without the blessings of a pure devotee, one cannot make spiritual progress. So if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada's blessings, bringing the Guru Parampara, Krishna Balaram, and then also Gaur-Nitai, established here in Krishna Balaram Mandir, Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai, Radhashyama Sundalita Vishaka. This Vrindavan is a replica of the spiritual world. The Lord appeared to Krishna and Balaram, and Krishna said, "You surrender to me, I'll protect you from all sinful reactions." The people are not surrendering because the mind and senses are not controlled. Again, Haridas Thakur, being in the company of Advaita Acharya made a beautiful place, a cave-like place on the bank of the Ganga, and he was performing his sacrifices there, just as Advaita Acharya was praying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear to save the conditioned souls, that even the devotees, they also feel great compassion and great suffering. It's described that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling pain at the suffering of all the living entities. And that Haridas Thakur, by his intense chanting, was also calling the Lord to appear, not just Advaita Acharya, together. Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya begging the Lord to appear to save all the conditioned souls. In conversation with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu was asking, "How will everyone be delivered?" He said, "My Lord, you've already delivered everyone by your loud chanting of the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." So the importance of chanting the holy name and the Lord's mercy. And also he's called Brahma, Haridas. He said, as we're going back to when in Jagannath Puri, Govinda very enthusiastically brought Mahaprasadam for Haridas Thakur, because this was Lord Chaitanya's program. Every day he would go see the Lord. He'd be chanting, dancing, and taking the Lord's prasadam, and all day long associating with Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, and the confidential devotees, hearing about the intimate pastimes of Krishna and his relationship with all his devotees. But Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, and Govinda said, "Get up, take your prasadam." "No, I'm fasting today. My mind and my intelligence is not fit. I'm not able to finish my prescribed number of rounds." Has that ever stopped anyone from taking prasadam? Not finishing, not meeting your required? It's a very strong vow. I think Prabhupada would say he would chant four rounds and then do some work and chant another four rounds. And what, is that story there? Take prasadam, then another four rounds. But of course, chanting your 16 rounds early in the morning with all the devotees, Janardana Maharaj would agree that everybody together chanting in the temple room, very powerful, because this satsanga, this association with devotees, especially when we're all praying to the Lord to free us from our false ego, free us from our jealousy and envy. And it's a very difficult in this world because everyone is looking to be number one. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to visit, or daily he would see Haridas Thakur. He said, "Haridas, are you okay?" He said, "My body is okay, but my mind, my intelligence are not, I cannot chant my rounds nicely." He said, "Oh, you're already liberated. You've incarnated. You are the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, first created being within this universe, he also assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his preaching mission. He came as Haridas Thakur. Before even the Lord's appearance, he came showing the importance of chanting the holy name, and even Advaita Acharya offering the Shraddha Patra, which is a ceremonial offering to the ancestors and the various other highly elevated beings. And normally that first plate of prasadam is offered to a high-ranking Brahmin or somebody. And Haridas Thakur was saying, "Aren't you afraid that people will criticize you, that you're respecting me, born in a meat-eater's family? You know, I'm not seeable, I'm not touchable." This is his humility. But this is to show that it's not one's birth that classifies whether one is, if one is, by his behavior chanting the holy name and following the rules of Vaishnava behavior. He's to be honored, whether born in this family or that family. And there's so many shlokas that, you know, if you're a Chandala, if you're a Malecha, Yavana, I mean, Yavana is atheistic, calculer, against religious principles. And still, they are given the opportunity to come back home, back to the spiritual world. One should not feel, I'm disqualified because I was born in the wrong family or I don't have the proper designation. And we should also come to that level of going beyond the bodily platform. This is the first instruction for Arjuna, that, you know, you're attached to this family and the bodily concept and not understand the eternal nature of the soul. So Haridas Thakur was instructed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you've spread the chanting of the holy name, the importance of the holy name, and this was your mission. You helped to liberate all the living beings. I think in that very same chapter, or the previous one, Vasudev Datta was praying to the Lord because he was feeling also great compassion for everyone who's suffering, that, my Lord, you take the sins from everyone and just let me suffer in hell for everybody and liberate everyone. So Lord Chaitanya says, it's like the Viraja, the river. On one side is the transcendental world, on the other side is Maya's kingdom, unlimited material universes. It's described like a pot on the river full of mustard seeds, little seed, you know, unlimited, millions of universe. If one seed falls out, he said, what is the loss? If an insect, you know, this insect pass, it's not significant in that sense. The example is given that, like in a prison house, that if you let all the prisoners go, okay, you're all free, it'll fill up again because there's plenty of prisoners waiting to be put in prison again. So there's unlimited living beings, and it is described that a kalpa is a 4,300,000 years times 1,000 is one day of Brahma. And if one doesn't take advantage of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, that for millions of kalpas, he may not have another opportunity to go back home. You think, well, gee, that's, you know, it doesn't come around that often. You know, what if it's like you're, you know, you see the advertisement, last chance to get a good deal. So our good deal and our great fortune at Bhakti Vinod Thakur brought Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, these are not ordinary individuals. They're transcendental Vaikuntha men who come to assist the Lord in his pastimes. It's even described that those who have dedicated their lives, all of you, may think we're insignificant and that doesn't apply to us, but actually this is the Lord's mercy allowing us to engage in his devotional service and assist in spreading this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gorat Vishay Namaha. The Lord is very kind, very merciful, but he's asking that you go and preach this message of Godhead to relieve the pain of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that God has pain, but naturally he's showing this special love and special attraction. When he was in Jagannath Puri in particular, after finishing not all his preaching work, but he did a six-year preaching tour of South India. But every day with his devotees, he'd be observing the festivals, Gundicha Mandiram, and there are so many festivals of, and everything they do is centered around hearing and chanting and glorifying the holy name of the Lord. Why the Lord takes pleasure in chanting his own name. This is remarkable. So Haridas Thakur, he said, my real, please fulfill my desire. I know that you'll be closing your pastime soon in this world, but I don't want to see that chapter. I don't want to be, I want to take your lotus feet and put them on my heart. And also, I want to fix my vision on your moon-like face. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take bath, do his afternoon duties. Next day, he brought all his devotees with him. Many devotees in Jagannath Puri. You can read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Swarup Damodar, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, Damodar Pandit, so many intimate, loving devotees, and they all came together. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as if he had five mouths, was glorifying Haridas Thakur. But how he's fixed on just chanting the Lord's holy name. Even when Haridas Thakur was with the Dvaitacharya, he said, "You put me someplace where I don't have to be amongst all the social elements." Because the most dangerous thing for a devotee is to associate with materialistic people who are attached to money and women, meaning just for sense gratification. And so Haridas Thakur, he is happy just chanting the holy name of the Lord. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after glorifying the Lord, all the devotees were amazed. They all offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur took the Lord's lotus feet and he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the face, the moon-like face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was calling, "Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya." He had the Lord's lotus feet on his heart, and he took the dust of all the Vaishnavas. And when the Lord was there after Haridas Thakur left this, you know, his final breath and left, immediately the Lord started chanting and dancing. Vrakreshwar Pandit was dancing. You would think that someone has passed away. It's a very solemn or serious situation where people are just lamenting and crying. But the devotees started chanting in great ecstasy and dancing, because the appearance or disappearance are the same for a Vaishnava. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took Haridas Thakur on his lap. And then while carrying Haridas Thakur, he was dancing all in the courtyard. And everyone was very much focused on the holy name. And after some time, Swarup Damodar said, "Well, there's other things that need to be taken care of for the departure of Haridas Thakur. I think today, Dinabandhu Prabhu, Shruti Kirti, if you are taking the ashes of Hamsa Avatar Prabhu, and just a few, last month we took Gaur Hari Prabhu." So devotees are appreciated and worshipped, especially Haridas Thakur, because of his great attachment to the Lord and accomplishment of spreading the holy name for everyone's benefit, liberation. And they made a whole, they bathed the body in the Indian Ocean there, in Jagannath Puri, at the Indian Ocean. He said, "Now this is a holy site for everyone, because Haridas Thakur." And everyone drank the water that touched the body of Haridas Thakur for purification. We've seen that, and we understand. We take the Charanamrita of the deities regularly, so in one sense, it's like the Charanamrita of Haridas Thakur. And the Lord personally was putting the sand, and all the devotees, they put Haridas Thakur, and they, now even still there is the tomb of Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri. Devotees can still visit, and they're circumambulating that entire area where Haridas Thakur was. Again, the Lord was chanting, dancing, and singing. And then they observed the festival. He went to all the different shopkeepers asking for alms. But Swarup Damodar, he arranged everything so all devotees would come together after glorifying Haridas Thakur, and the Lord was personally serving everyone. Said Lord Chaitanya didn't know how to take small quantities of prasadam, so when he was serving everyone, he would serve enough for 5 men to eat. But Swarup Damodar said, you sit down, we'll serve everybody. And no one would take prasad until the Lord personally took that prasadam. So there are many pastimes. Even Maya Devi, so in one sense, in 2 different occasions, Haridas Thakur was tested, but more of an example that unless you are fixed in the devotional service and taking shelter of the holy name, it's very difficult to control the mind, control the senses. And even if one is not perfect in all his following all the rules and regulations, but in the beginning, Haridas Thakur was showing the example that even though he was beyond liberation, a personal associate of the Lord, still he was showing that I'm not finishing my rounds. As a result, I feel that my mind and my intelligence is diseased. I'm in a diseased condition of life. Prabhupada, in the purport, was explaining that in our International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we chant 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra in order for the, how you say, for the Westerners, because, you know, we're not capable of maybe chanting 125 or 64 rounds and 32 rounds. But the idea is all day we should be chanting the Lord's holy name and performing devotional service. This was the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sastra koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoy. That we should associate with devotees, we should take up this chanting of the Lord's holy name and perform devotional service. Because without the devotional service, then again, it's just cleaning the temple, serving the deities, and the preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya, as Srila Prabhupada was doing, always busy, never wasting a moment in simply just idle. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so we have to have our schedule in such a way that, okay, every day we're getting up for the Mangal Arati, worshipping Tulsi Devi. We're in the association of devotees. Especially the most important aspects of devotional service are hearing and chanting, living in the holy Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Wherever the Lord's pastimes took place, that is the place is most conducive for spiritual activities. I know that when I'm in the West or other places, festivals are nice, but here, whenever there's even an Ekadasi or any kind of festival, just so magnified, and everybody is so, just the appearance of Bhaktivinod Thakur yesterday, beautiful bhajan, all devotees are anticipating or feeling appreciation and gratitude that Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur found the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so many beautiful songs with the essence of what is that I've wasted my life in pursuit of academic education and wasted my time and simply just not taking shelter of your lotus feet. So Srila Prabhupada gave us the formula for hearing and chanting, staying in Vrindavan and preaching this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement. So we should all be very enthusiastic and feel that we can accomplish the mission of going back home, back to Godhead. We should not think that I'm not capable or I'm not qualified. Of course, we should think that. Even Haridas Thakur was saying, I'm just an imitation devotee, you know. What to speak of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, I am old, I cannot write, but my Lord, you're what you are writing, You're giving me the power to write, and what I'm saying, I have no clue. You are dictating. Same with Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's asking Ramananda Roy, what is the perfection of life? Varnashram Dharma. No, something more. You know, and more and more and more. And ultimately he said, my Lord, I'm just a puppet. You are pulling my strings. You are making my lips move and speaking. So the Lord Krishna, he's very personal. It's not that he's an impersonal, cold, old, bearded person up in the sky. You know, Prabhupada said, have you ever seen Krishna working on a heavy machine or smoking? He said, Krishna is always youthful, brilliant, happy, and very much concerned for the independent living beings, that's us, who are suffering in this material world. So we don't want to waste our time. We want to utilize our time in serving Krishna. Even if you don't have a specific duty, I remember being a bhakta in Miami, and our temple commander was Madan Mohan. So if I finish the duty, got to find Madan Mohan. Okay, what else is there to do? And having a spirit that, my duty is, one devotee was so much attached to doing pots that no one else could touch the pots. That's my service. I want to do these, wash the dishes, I want to wash the pots. Whereas sometimes devotees avoid services, you know, what to speak of, cleaning, or think, oh, the sweepers can clean, washing, or doing many things. We should always be looking how to keep ourselves busy. And if you don't have that kind of creativity, then sit and just appreciate the beauty of the deities and hear the chanting, hear the Mahamantra. Because this Mahamantra, Krishna is non-different than his name. Just like now Bhadra Purnima is coming and distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Krishna incarnates in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this Kali Yuga, people, all the sages were inquiring, how will religious principles or how will people be guided when the Lord 5,000 years ago went back to the Goloka Vrindavan? So Srimad Bhagavatam has incarnated. And Srila Vyasadeva was instructed by Narada Muni that you have to bring in the devotional service, the intimate loving relationship of Krishna, not just religious rules and regulations and performing sacrifices and yajnas for achieving different purposes of going to the higher planets or beautiful body or riches and opulence or reputation. And this way the Srimad Bhagavatam talks about pure devotional service. But it's gradual, that every day we're hearing, every day we're serving and being in the mood of respecting others. Many times in the readings, Trinadapi Sunichina, Tarodapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. It's difficult. I was telling one devotee on the phone yesterday, becoming humbler than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all false ego or desire for being worshipped, and ready to offer all respects to others. You know, I can't be tolerant of some people. You know, it's very difficult because we all have this. And the reason why a devotee is more tolerant than a tree, humbler than the grass, and ready to offer all respects to others, because he doesn't want to be bothered and interfere with his sadhana, his chanting. That all these other things are temporary in this material world. Everything in this world is temporary, especially our so-called family relations. Oh, you know, I'm from this country, or I'm from this religion, but all that's just a little spark, it's gone. We've existed in the past, we'll continue to exist in the future. So better in this life, we utilize our intelligence. It's described that Haridas Thakur, because he understood the essence of life, that simply taking shelter of the Lord and the devotees and the holy name, he's considered the most intelligent person, whereas the so-called scientists, altruists, there are many people who want to give charity. We see on special days they give out the tea and they give out the different food distribution. These are pious activities, but the best activity is that we hear and chant about Krishna and encourage others, enliven others to chant the holy name. So by the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam, that simply by touching the book, when we were on Sankirtan, we heard that you put the book in other people's hands, that in itself is benefit, like planting the seed. And that seed is watered by the process of hearing and chanting. But the most important thing is to avoid materialists and persons who are addicted simply to sense gratification. And more important is always have the association of devotees. And if you're able to serve the devotees, all the better. Because by serving the Vaishnavas and devotees, Narada Muni became Narada Muni. And all the great saintly persons throughout the Bhagavatam, simply by serving devotees and taking up the process, they lost all interest in other goals or achievements. Simply happy to be servants of the Lord. So anyway, we're hearing this every day, the Srimad Bhagavatam class and Bhagavad Gita classes in the evening, and we have the Kirtan going here, and Vrindavan Dham is a wonderful place to prepare ourselves to go back home, back to Godhead. And nowadays we have the broadband broadcasting, and people can see Krishna Balaram, Radhashyama Sundali, the Vishaka, and all the kirtans and all the classes. So wherever you are in the world, if you're remembering Krishna, remembering the love of Krishna and his devotees and Vrindavan, you can be transported to Vrindavan. But nothing better than being here physically, because it's very inspiring and encouraging. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we have a little time. Any questions, comments? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you for such a wonderful lecture. My question is that we usually hear about like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, like what their life is like before they came to Krishna consciousness, like being born around the family and work for the Muslim Dharma and then obviously getting into self-righteousness. So do we have that information about Haridas Thakur, what his life was like being born in the family before going to Krishna consciousness and how he came?
There may be something. I mean, there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it describes where was that? He was in the beginning, Benipal, yeah, Benipal. Does anyone know if there's a more detailed description about Haridas Thakur's early life? Ishwar, you have so many books. Anything? But where? Anyway, the details of his birth and everything, I don't know, but the description of his some of his pastimes are in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing. Yes, Maharaj.
I would say that where he came from is not as important as his activities. That is more important. According to Gaurava's Dipika, he is a combined personality of Lord Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj.
Even Vasudev Datta was Prahlad Maharaj.
And there is
That's right. When Haridas Thakur left, it said everyone remembered the passing of Bhishma, that he had the power to control when he would leave and how he would leave. So I don't have any detailed description of, you know, like who his parents are, but he said himself he was born in a meat-eater family, Muslim family, and he did tell the Chan Kazi that, you know, I'm chanting the holy name, so many Hindus become Muslims, so what's the harm if one Muslim becomes a Hindu? But the Kazi didn't like this, so he kind of sentenced him to death, to be whipped in so many marketplaces. But the Lord, just to show his love, he protected him in all stages. And this love and compassion, I think the essence of it is that the importance of chanting the holy name, calling the Lord to appear for the suffering of other living entities, and by his personal example, fixing his mind on the lotus face of the Lord and bringing the Lord in his heart upon leaving this world in a very exalted manner. These are lessons to be learned, but maybe somebody can give more detail about his birth. Yes, Srutha Prabhu.
I have no more details, but an example, back in 1970, and he said, take it to the Jumna and burn everything. And they literally didn't want to follow it because it was everything about Prabhupada's life. But that's what he said to do. He said, it's gone. You know, he said, just burn everything. So he said, we're interested in the activities as devotees, what they do. Before that, not important.
And many precautions are there that one cannot understand the activities of a pure devotee, and one should not try to, on a mundane platform, equate, oh, you know, they did this, they worked for the government, and how they can become, you know, that. So these are all mundane. We bring it down to our own speculation and ideas, but one who's a pure devotee, and one should not try to. Too much familiarity breeds contempt. So better we honor with respect and learn by their example of full dedication and devotion to the Lord. Yes, Mark.
So Haridas Thakur's life is an example that chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra transgress all cultural barriers. It doesn't matter what religion, society, creed, color we came from. Everyone is eligible to take part in the Harinam Sankirtan in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Even the wives of the Brahmanas, they simply heard about Krishna, and they immediately fell in love with Krishna, whereas their Brahminical husbands were following rules and regulations. Or they even criticized that they didn't follow any reformatory activities, or they were not born in a high level, but they developed the love for Krishna in such a beautiful way. So there are so many examples, so many lessons to be learned. So we really need to apply ourselves to the science of self-realization or Krishna consciousness by more hearing, more chanting. Because if Lord Chaitanya rise early in the morning, go see the Lord, and be chanting and dancing, every occasion is a good reason to do kirtan for Lord Chaitanya. Every occasion is a good reason for kirtan. Life, death, and just ecstatic emotions. So we should follow that example and be blissful and enthusiastic. Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Brajet. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.